Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined me today here on January the 2nd, 2022. We're just entering a new year, and we're asking the question, what does this new year hold for the people of God? What can we expect in this coming year? And you know, as we mentioned yesterday, and we'll continue to talk along these lines, we can expect difficulties and challenges in 2022. And there will probably be some new and unexpected challenges. Because as we pointed out yesterday, we live in a fallen, sinful world. This is not the world that God has planned. And in the work of redemption, God is restoring this world to the wonderful, beautiful paradise that was his original plan for this world. But right now, we live in a fallen world. And as we mentioned last week, Jesus said, "In the world you shall have tribulation," John 16:33. "But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." So this coming year, we're going to experience both difficulties and challenges. But because we are the people of God, we are also going to experience those serendipities, those surprise, those blessed surprises and unexpected blessings that come from heaven, that come from God, as we each day lift up our hearts and our minds and our attention to Him, and we give Him our attention, and we look to Him as our source, as our God, and we look to Him, then we're going to find Him intervening and coming on the scene and showing up in unexpected ways that we could never have planned or dreamed or thought up in our own plans and schemes. And so both are going to be happening. The difficulties, the challenges, but the blessings and the good things of God flowing in our lives. And because of this, as we are under the underlining thought yesterday, we are going to be joyous overcomers in the days ahead. I'll say that again. You and I are going to be joyous overcomers. Yes, we're going to face some difficulties and challenges, but we are going to be joyous overcomers. For as Jesus said, "In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer." Be of good cheer means to be happy, be joyous. Why? Because He said, "I have overcome the world," and He is sharing His overcoming life and power with you and me who have put our faith in Him. And so in the coming year, we can expect new and fresh displays of God's goodness and power. For He said in His word, Acts 2:17, "And it shall come to pass in the last days," these are the words of Peter on the day of Pentecost, explaining to a wondering crowd what is going on. As God's people there in the upper room have experienced an outpouring of God's Holy Spirit, and they are filled with joy, and they're praising and magnifying God in other tongues. And there are thousands of visitors to Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost, tens of thousands. People from all kinds of different nations, from Arabia and from North Africa and from the nations of Europe, and they are there, and they're hearing these Galileans speaking in their tongues, and they're amazed, and they're in wonder, and they say, "What does this mean?" And Peter said, "This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel." Yes, Joel had prophesied this many years before by the Spirit of God. You know, my friends, God is never caught by surprise. There is nothing that's going to happen to you in 2022 that catches God by surprise. He knows the beginning to the end. And things may surprise us, but nothing is going to happen to you. Somebody needs to remember this. Nothing is going to happen to you in 2022 that is a surprise to God. And He's already looked ahead, and He's made provision. He's made the way through that situation for you. And so it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. So God is at work now throughout the earth. God is working powerfully. I'll never forget It was in 2006. Sue and I were in the largest Muslim nation in the world, in the capital city of Jakarta, Indonesia. And there, we had been invited to be a part of the ministry team for Azusa 2006. Because, I didn't know this, but there was a powerful Pentecostal revival in Indonesia, and a powerful charismatic movement, and there are tens and thousands, maybe millions, of spirit-filled believers in this largest Muslim nation in the world of Indonesia, and they wanted to have a special gathering celebrating the 80-year anniversary of the Pentecostal movement in Indonesia. And so Sue and I participated in this this gathering. 70,000, it was not an evangelistic crusade, 70,000 believers, spirit-filled believers, gathered in the soccer stadium in Jakarta, Indonesia, praising and worshiping God, singing and praying in other tongues. Incredible. Yes, my friends, God is at work in this world, and we can expect God to work in marvelous ways in our lives in the days ahead. So let's take the limits off of God. Don't allow the challenges that you encounter to dampen your spirit and to cause you to get into a melancholy, depressive state. No, remember, God's life and power is in you, and He's going to enable you to rise above every difficulty that you face and to be a joyous overcomer. And expect God to do great and mighty things. Keep your eyes upon Him in every situation, and like Peter, you will be able to walk on the water in the midst of the storms of life as you keep your eyes upon Jesus. And we will see God do great and marvelous things right in the midst of the difficulties and the challenges. We will see God do great and marvelous things in 2022. God bless you. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. And hey, check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. I have a brand new book there called America's Revival Heritage. Now, it's about revival movements in America, but the principles are universal. They will bless anybody in any country. It's available in both paperback and Kindle. Go to my website, eddiehyatt.com. Click on the bookstore. It's also available on Amazon. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and we're going to continue to talk about what we can expect in this coming year of 2022. I'll see you tomorrow.